Listen to the number one show on the weekends on AM 920 The Answer to protect and grow your hard-earned money. The Active Wealth Show with Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor, Saturdays at 12 noon and Sundays at 11 a.m.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer. Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to project the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Active Wealth Show with your host, Ford Stokes. Ford is a fiduciary and licensed financial advisor who places your needs first. He'll help you protect and grow your wealth. The Active Wealth Show has grown because activators like you want to activate their retirement planning with sound, tax-efficient investing. And now, your host, Ford Stokes.
And welcome to the Active Wealth Show. Activators, I'm Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor. I'm joined by Sam Davis, our executive producer. Sam, welcome the folks.
Welcome to the weekend, Activators. It is a beautiful spring weekend here in Georgia. It is April. It is springtime. It's the most beautiful month of the year, possibly, in the state of Georgia. And my azalea bushes are starting to bloom just a little bit, which means the Masters is right around the corner.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I mean, the Masters stuff is going to be amazing. We're going to be in Atlantis for spring break, but we're coming back that Friday, so we'll be able to see Saturday, Sunday of the Masters. So that'll be pretty fun stuff. I'm pretty excited about the Masters. Every year, it is where the world just focuses its attention on our state and Augusta National and Augusta, Georgia. So that's great stuff. So we've got a really big show planned for you to get you guys and gals today. We are going to be talking about the seven things that advisors likely won't tell you. And we're going to go through those seven. We're also going to have an inflation demonstration. We're going to talk about Roth IRA conversion and how to generate tax-free income during retirement. We're going to try to get you more tax efficient because that's one of those guarantees in life. If you can, you know, death and taxes, but also if we can get more tax efficient, that's a guarantee on not as much leaking out of your retirement nest egg or your retirement water bucket, if you will. And I think you're really going to like this show. I think you're going to like the seven things, learning about the seven things that advisors likely won't tell you. And also, I'm just going to tell you off the front of this show, we're offering a free financial plan at no cost to you, a free consultation. It's a $1,500 value. We're going to give you a portfolio analysis where you can understand the risk you're taking, the fees you're paying currently. We're going to give you also a financial plan to your 95th birthday with your current plan that has nothing to do with us. We'll give you a financial plan to your 95th birthday with our recommended portfolios. We'll also give you a financial plan with our recommended portfolios and a Roth ladder conversion, and we'll also give you a retirement income plan analysis. And that's not all, folks, including the bamboo steamer and the Ginsu knives. We'll give you a Social Security maximization report as well. We're going to do all of that at no cost to you. All you have to do is reach out to us at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777. Or visit activewealth.com and click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner. We're happy to help you there. But I first want to get started straight talking about our inflation demonstration example, because I think you're going to find this one really interesting.
It's time for an Active Wealth inflation demonstration.
Meat and poultry prices are largely expected to climb in the U.S. this year, but pricier cuts like steak should level out according to a new analysis. Evercore ISI issued a protein inflation note this week, projecting the most protein prices are forecasted to increase substantially due to higher feed costs, with chicken breasts reaching as high as 70% year over year in the first half of 2022. That means 70% growth in year over year from 2022 to 2021. The analysis said that pork and ground beef could climb as high as 20% year over year during the same period. However, inflation for pricier cuts like steak are expected to level off or even drop as consumers shift their buying patterns to more affordable products due to their budgets getting squeezed. Evercore's analysis showed that the cost of a ribeye and chicken wings could each drop by around 15% in the first half of this year. Chicken and hamburger prices are expected to continue to rise, while steak prices will likely moderate, said David Palmer, who is a senior managing director of Evercore, and he leads the firm's restaurant and food producers team. The report pointed to the rising cost of grain that are used to feed livestock, such as wheat, soybeans, corn, and a significant factor contributing to increases in protein prices. Wheat in particular skyrocketed following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. We also note that beef is the least exposed to grain volatility from the Russia-Ukraine war, as feed makes up roughly a quarter of production costs versus 50% of pork and 70 to 80% for chicken, Palmer told Fox Business. So that is your inflation demonstration for the week. Just be careful on the protein prices out there. And you know what? If chicken's going up 70%, Sam, I might just eat a little bit more steak or a little bit more fish.
Yeah, if that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. You know, I had some good steaks the other day that weren't too bad. So, you know, I think that report is actually accurate to what I've been seeing in Georgia with, you know, just some of the chicken prices are through the roof. You can't really find sales on those. So, you know, maybe hold off on the chicken wings and like lean towards steak and pork for a while. But yeah, it looks like bringing home the bacon is going to be a lot more expensive.
Yeah. And we've got our retirement cost cutter for the week now too. So go ahead and roll that sounder for the good folks, Sam.
Ready to save some money? Here's our retirement cost cutter of the week.
So my retirement cost cutter is a new one. It's one that I've really never done before. What I would recommend folks do is frequent their local butcher. Yes, butchers are usually more expensive than Publix or Costco, and Costco is another great alternative, but not doing a staycation, but I would do a stay-in date night and really enjoy hanging out with your spouse and cooking and with this nice weather, opening up the back door and letting the great weather come in. But I, over the weekend, and I'm going to give a shout out, they have no idea this is coming. I'm going to give a shout out to Wilkes grocery store and butcher shop over there in Cumming, Georgia, right off Matt Highway. They are fantastic. I'm a huge fan of Wilkes, and Diane and the girls were out of town, so I was able to get a $49 inch and a half steak, cut ribeye. So it was huge steak. And that turned into two meals for me. So I got a steak sandwich out of the next day, and I got steak the night before, and we had a salad, and they have a Diana's, even though my wife's name is Diana, she doesn't own this company. I wish she did. But there's a Diana's macaroni and cheese I was able to get there that is in the freezer section. It was incredible. And it just did a hydroponic salad that was hydroponically grown local there in Forsyth County. And had some great spinach and regular greens and just for the salad and with cheese and tomatoes and everything else. And it was just fantastic. It was a great meal. And I spent like, I don't know, maybe 60, 70 bucks on it, but that's a lot cheaper than it had I gone out to a restaurant. And I also enjoyed a second meal. So I got basically two meals as if I was going out for the same, you know, for about 30 to 45, 40 bucks per meal. And so I feel like that is a really great cost cutter. Just go ahead and enjoy, really make it a big deal. Make sure you get the steak and salmon if your wife wants the salmon, and cook it on the big green egg. And because I'm a big green egg fan, or cook it on your gas grill or whatever. But I can tell you, Sam, I became a much better griller when I started grilling with a big green egg.
Yeah, that sounds so good. That springtime weather, little salmon, little steak, little surf and turf. We like to do it with the roasted broccoli and like the roasted mini potatoes. You get some rosemary going in there. Great springtime meal. And it really is fun. You know, it is always fun going out and supporting local restaurants, of course, but doing a little stay-in date as well is awesome, especially when the weather's so nice.
Yeah, so that's my cost cutters, is stay-in date, but really make it a big deal. Have fun, maybe get some cut flowers from it or something. But you'll end up spending less money than just going out. And I think you'll enjoy it more. You'll enjoy more time. You know, as we say in our family, we spell love, T-I-M-E. And, you know, we spell time. You spend the time with your spouse or even your kids when they come back from college, or they're bringing the grandkids back after they've already started working and they're out of college. that's a great way to just have people stay in with you, have a stay-in date, and really just have a great time and save money versus taking everybody out. So that's my retirement cost cutter of the week. When we come back from the break, we're gonna dive into these seven things that advisors likely won't tell you, and I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna lay them all the way out. I think you're really gonna like these seven things, and it's gonna help you better plan for your retirement and hopefully better protect and grow your wealth. Because it, again, you've generated an incredible amount of wealth. You've worked really hard, but it's probably even harder for you to have saved that money. And we're going to do everything we can to help you protect and grow that money through a tax-efficient, fee-efficient, and market-efficient portfolio. You're listening to Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer. Sam and I are so glad you're here with us. And we'll be talking about the seven things that advisors likely won't tell you, but we will. Right, we come back from the break. You'll listen to the Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information.
Are you concerned about U.S. tax rates being raised by the Biden administration and how that will affect your retirement? Tune into The Active Wealth Show with Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor, to learn how you can reduce the taxes you pay before and during retirement. The Active Wealth Show, Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 11 a.m.
And welcome back, Activators, the Active Wealth Show. I'm Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor, joined by Sam Davis, our executive producer. And we're talking about the seven things that advisors likely won't share with you. And the number one item that advisors likely won't tell you is your expense ratio. They're likely not doing a Morningstar report on the current portfolio that you have with them, and they're not sharing the amount of money that is in fees that are being charged through 12B1 fees, A share fees, C share fees. They're likely not telling you how much is being withdrawn from your portfolio that doesn't show up on your monthly statement. It does affect the overall value, account value of your account, but it does not show up in your statement. And we're willing to give you a free portfolio analysis that will actually detail out your expense ratio. And all you have to do is visit activewealth.com and click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner. Again, activewealth.com, and we're happy to help you. So that's number one. Number two is they won't remind you regarding their own portfolio and advisory fees. One other thing that I want to be clear about is if you started working with an advisor 10 years ago, I wanted to let you know that it's likely that portfolio and advisory fees have compressed since then. And our portfolio fees are likely lower than what you typically find from the portfolio and advisory fees that are being offered by, you know, bank advisors or wirehouse or stockbrokers or other financial advisors. And that's a way to be more fee efficient. We can try to reduce your advisory and portfolio fees altogether. Example in the expense ratio, our expense ratio basically averages between 0.15 and 0.17 on average with our portfolios, whereas the expense ratios that we see from 401ks that come in when people don't have an advisor can be between, you know, 0.6 all the way up to over 1% a year, because those folks have, you know, mutual funds in their portfolio, because that's really how a lot of 401ks are structured. And they've got 12B1 fees, which are just marketing fees that the mutual fund companies are allowed to charge, and they don't spend a lot of money advertising. And they just take those 12B1 fees that are allowed to help them market and advertise, and they simply just put that money in their pocket. And so it doesn't really provide any educational value for you, and it provides value to the mutual fund company. And especially if your portfolio has also been established, let's say, by a Series 7 licensed advisor, and they get an upfront commission between 3.5% to 5.5% on anything that you purchase through them, they get all that in day one. And also when they rebalance and they put you in other mutual funds, or they put you in other commission products like a variable annuity and other things, they're still getting their fees on the front end each time they rebalance. So your effective portfolio and advisory fees could be much higher than your typical 1.5% to 2%. And ours are lower than that. And all you got to do to figure out what our fees are, we'll tell you right off the front end. All you've got to do is just reach out to us at activewealth.com and or just pick the phone up and give us a call at 770-685-1777. My name is Ford Stokes. I'm your chief financial advisor. I'm also Series 65 licensed, and I'm a fiduciary. I got to put your needs ahead of my own. I'm also life and health licensed here in the state of Georgia and other states. And I'm here to help you any way that I can. And number one was expense ratio. Advisors are likely not telling you about expense ratio. And number two is they won't remind you of what their portfolio and advisory fees are that are just coming out every single month. Number three is if they are Series 7 licensed, securities licensed stockbrokers, as an example, they likely are shy about not letting you know that they're not acting in a fiduciary capacity and not held to a fiduciary standard when they're selling you a product that generates a commission for them. By definition, according to the SEC and FINRA, they are not held to fiduciary standard when an advisor is selling you a commission product. So if I were you, I would start trying to work with a fiduciary, somebody that must be held to a fiduciary standard, that should be putting your needs ahead of their own when they're making decisions and when you're making decisions. That's why we do this free financial plan, including a free portfolio analysis and financial plan and retirement income plan and Social Security maximization plan. We want to do all of that on the front end so you can make an informed financial decision about who you want to work with. I mean, it's a big deal, and we're going to do everything we can to help you know, like, and trust us on the front end before you ever make a decision, because we only like working with people that like us and we like them, and where there's a high level of trust and we're all kind of rowing together and we're all developing a plan together. We think that's a really good idea. Other advisors see things differently. We don't. And we're providing great value on the front end for a reason, because we want to make sure that we're educating you, because knowledge with anything, specifically also with retirement, knowledge is power. And as we say at the end of every show, you know, if you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly, you need to be aggressive about trying to get financial information, retirement information, so you can have a successful retirement that's with peace of mind and without a lot of stress. You're not having to watch the stock ticker out there every day, things like that. But that's number three, because they're likely not telling you when they're not acting in a fiduciary capacity, and we will. But just so you know, I don't sell any commission products other than fixed index annuities and insurance products. And when I do, I'm not acting in a fiduciary capacity, but I do try to put the best interests of my clients forward on that in every decision that we make together. But when I'm doing assets under management, we're held to fiduciary standards. It's just part of different investment sleeves and allocation sleeves. And we're going to do everything we can to help you out. So just want to be transparent and clear about that. And then number four on our list of the seven things that advisors likely won't tell you is they won't share how to implement a Roth ladder conversion and divest the IRS out of your retirement account. Because think about it, they're incentivized to leave as much money in your portfolio as possible. And if you do a Roth ladder conversion, you've got to pay the taxes on that conversion each year. And so therefore, they're going to be managing less money. We prefer implementing Roth ladder conversions for our clients because it's the right thing to do. And as a fiduciary, especially with their assets under management accounts that we manage, I've got to do everything I can to reduce tax risk, fee risk, and market risk for my clients. And kicking the IRS out of your retirement account over a 5 to 10 year period, doing just a little bit of a conversion each year, is a really good idea. And so we recommend that for all of our clients as they're nearing or are in retirement. We try to get most of the Roth ladder conversions done by age of 72 before they have to start taking RMDs, because RMDs and conversions are compounded. Your conversion does not count as a portion of the RMDs you must take. So you got to take the RMDs, and also if you're doing conversion, that can drive up the total ordinary income bucket for that entire year that would be taxable for that year. So we want to try to reduce the taxes you've got and what you're dealing with. And so here's a couple of hints on Roth ladder conversions too. Things that I will tell you that other advisors may or may not share with you. So number one is, what we try to do is we try to move money from your IRA to your Roth IRA. And we use a taxable account or a savings account or an investment account or a checking account to pay the taxes on it, because we want to move 100% of the money that moves from your IRA to your Roth IRA. So you move money from your tax deferred account into your tax free account. And we use taxable money from an investment account or savings or checking account to pay the taxes on it. So therefore, the money that you move from your IRA to your Roth IRA moves dollar for dollar. So as your IRA depletes and goes down with the conversion, the Roth IRA goes up at the same level with the same amount. Another really great idea is if you've had some tax losses or have some market losses in the last 3 months, it'd be a really good idea to do a conversion now, but you move those assets in kind from your IRA to your Roth IRA. So we think that's a really good idea to do as well. We've got about 45 seconds left here in this segment. We've gotten through the first four of our seven things that advisors likely won't tell you. It's expense ratio was number one. Number two is they won't remind you of their own portfolio and advisory fees. Number three is that they will not tell you when they're acting in a fiduciary capacity or when they are not. And they are not acting in a fiduciary capacity when they are selling commission products to you. And number four was they won't likely, many times they won't share how to implement Roth ladder conversions and how to divest the IRS out of being your partner in retirement. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the last three of the seven things that advisors won't tell you that likely they won't share with you. And we'll have a bonus one as well. Listen to the Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer. I think you're really going to like these next three items of the seven things that advisors likely won't share with you. We'll be right back right here on the Active Wealth Show on AM 920 The Answer.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a house.
Are you concerned about U.S. tax rates being raised by the Biden administration and how that will affect your retirement? Tune in to The Active Wealth Show with Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor, to learn how you can reduce the taxes you pay before and during retirement. The Active Wealth Show, Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 11 a.m.
All right, and welcome back, Activators, to the Active Wealth Show. Here for segment three, I'm Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor. I've got Sam Davis with me on the board, our executive producer. And we're talking about the seven things that advisors likely won't tell you. Number one is expense ratio. They won't share with you, the fees that you're paying that don't show up in your monthly statements. Number two is they won't remind you of their portfolio and advisory fees. Number three is they won't tell you when and when they're not acting in a fiduciary capacity. Number four is they won't share how to implement a Roth ladder conversion and divest the IRS out of being your partner in retirement. These are all likely. I'm not saying this is 100%, but this is what we see in the marketplace when people come in to meet with us. And then number five is they likely won't share a retirement income plan because their goal is for you just to leave all the money in your account, let it grow. So therefore their overall advisory fee grows and their flat advisory fee. And so they keep making more money year over year off of you because your account grows, which is fine if the account grows. But at some point you need to have a retirement income plan. Like, when are you going to withdraw? How can you withdraw from in a tax advantage perspective? We've talked about this on the show many times. I'm going to do it again right now. There's only two types of tax-free investments out there. Two. Number one is life insurance. And if you're in your 30s, 40s, and 50s, we'd love to talk to you about investing in an index universal life policy that can generate significant income during retirement. We worked with one lady who recently got divorced. She's a marketing executive here in Atlanta, and she sold out of her house. Her expenses are like $2,000 a month, and she wants to grow all of her assets. Well, she also wants to generate retirement income because she can't rely on anybody else. She's single now, and she's 50 years old. She's putting $2,000 a month away for 10 years till she's 60. And then when she's done working, she's going to generate $42,414 in the illustrated rate of return a year. Each year, she's going to get $42,414 a year from age 65 all the way up to age 90 tax-free because loans against her index universal life policy are 100% tax-free. So we think that's a really big deal. She's diversified her tax buckets. She didn't have a lot of 401k money, but she did have a lot of money from the proceeds of her home, and she had other investment money that she got as settlement from the divorce. But she didn't have a large IRA or 401k nest egg, and she didn't have a large tax-deferred nest egg. So she took some money and put it into that life insurance policy to generate tax-advantaged income, which is really great. And the other, she took another $300,000 of it and put it into a fixed index annuity that's also going to generate income in a tax deferred way. So she's got two different buckets, tax free and tax deferred, overnight when she had none of those before. And she's very happy with the plan because also her annuity money is going to grow without market risk because her money's not invested in the market. Also, her IUL money, yes, there's money there for death benefit protection for the life insurance portion, but the majority of the money is going into cash value of life insurance. She's just doing it at $2,000 a month for 10 years. And that's it. She doesn't have to keep paying into that policy. And she'll still have the life death benefit protection. And then she'll also get tax-free income she's going to turn on when she's 65 years old, which is 15 years from now. It's right around the corner. So that's number five. Number six is, they likely won't share with you strategies to downsize the family home and how to maximize wealth and income from that family home. And we specialize in that. We love doing that. We love helping folks maximize the value they get. We introduce them to real estate agents. We don't market or sell real estate ourselves, but we will introduce you to licensed real estate agents who are reputable and are 5 out of 5 stars on Google and other things like that. And almost all the time they are realtors. They're members of the Realtor Association as well. And some of our brokers too. But once we get that nest egg from the closing of that real estate and they're good and they've already identified the next home they're going to buy, we have strategies on how to invest that downsized money that's likely sitting in a taxable account that doesn't grow tax deferred and doesn't grow tax free. And we've got ways to do that, whether it's with fixed index annuities or even structured notes gets you a higher rate of return than what the bond money could get from that. But that's not as tax efficient, but it does help you from a growth perspective. But the tax advantage way to do it is invest in a fixed index annuity or life insurance or both. So we're happy to help you do just that. And then number seven was advisors likely won't share this on how to tax efficiently plan for legacy wealth transfer. You wouldn't believe how valuable it is to give your children an inherited Roth IRA versus an inherited IRA. because an inherited Roth IRA involves no taxes. There's no RMD plan that they have to deal with. If they have an inherited IRA, they do. They have to deal with taxes. It gets compounded, gets added. The RMDs they take out have to add into their ordinary income. And you've got folks that are in their prime earning years or folks in their 20s and 30s and 40s that deal with this stuff when they've inherited an IRA. So if you can transition your IRA money to a Roth IRA, you're going to leave one heck of a family legacy, because they'll say, you know what, mom and dad were really smart. They had the IRS out of this account, and we're able to take this money tax-free over the next 10 years because of the job they did. And we can help you plan for that. Sam, would you mind? We've got like 4 or 5 minutes left in the segment. Would you mind just sharing your personal story about your wife's inherited IRA?
Yeah, absolutely. So when my wife was in high school, around her junior, senior year of high school, unfortunately, her father, her biological father, passed away. But you know, the silver lining is that he did leave her with something. He left her with his IRA. But because it was an inherited IRA and not a Roth, even though we are now married and in our 20s, we take required minimum distributions because it's required by the IRS. We have to. And so that goes into, you know, what we make each year. You know, it's tax season now, so this is already, you know, on the top of my mind and at the front of my mind. But yeah, that definitely affects our effective tax rate and what we owe come, you know, calculation time in April.
Well, it's pretty amazing that you, both you and Bailey, are in your 20s and you're dealing with RMDs, which is about 50 years earlier than you're supposed to have to deal with it.
Yeah. So, and I expect we'll just have to continue to take them year after year until that inherited IRA is inherited by someone else or it's gone.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just want to make sure everybody understands you really should have an effective plan for legacy wealth transfer. And we can help you do that easily. And we would encourage you to visit us at activewealth.com, schedule a free consult there, or you can just give us a call at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777. And Deborah and her team are standing by here on this weekend to be able to take your calls. No problem. So just feel free to give us a call right now during the show, whenever you want to do it. In segment four, we're going to talk about the structured note that's being offered by UBS through us. And it's a pretty remarkable structured note with an incredible interest rate. And so we're going to talk through that at the beginning of segment four. I hope you've enjoyed the learning about the seven things that advisors likely won't tell you. And I want to give you a quick recap. Number one is expense ratio. That's the hidden fees that are generated by mutual funds that are within your portfolio, with 12b1 fees or marketing fees that mutual fund companies charge. And then A share fees and C share fees. Number two is they won't remind you of their own portfolio and advisory fees except for once when they initially sign you up. Number three is that there are Series 7 licensed, securities licensed stockbrokers. They're likely not going to let you know when they are and when they are not acting in a fiduciary capacity with you. When they sell a commission product, they cannot be held to a fiduciary standard. I just want to make sure that was clear. Number four is they won't share how to implement a Roth ladder conversion or how to divest the IRS out of being your partner in retirement. That's not all advisors, but it is likely that that's the case. And then number five is they likely won't share a retirement income plan, because it's all about just building a nest egg for them so they can make money off of your nest egg. We're here to make sure that you've got a retirement income plan and you can start generating income. And number six is also, they don't really get into how to invest money that comes from downsizing the family home. We will absolutely give you a sound plan on how to do that. So all you've got to do is reach out to us at activewealth.com and we'll give you that free downsize plan and how to invest that money tax efficiently, or at least tax deferred and in a tax advantaged manner. And then number seven is how to tax efficiently plan for legacy wealth transfer. They usually don't cover those things. And we're happy to help you do that, whether it's through a trust or whether it's through a Roth IRA. The easy way to do it is just have a will and start, you know, building in a Roth ladder conversion plan, and you'll really like the results, I think, especially once you've kicked the IRS out of being your partner in retirement, that money keeps growing tax-free. And so that's a pretty good deal. When we come back from the break, we're gonna share our structured note for April that's offered by UBS. And I think you're going to be quite shocked at the interest rate, the high interest rate compared to what's going on in the market the first quarter. And you're listening to Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer. Can't wait for you to come back to hear about our new structured note offered by UBS.
I don't care what you say anymore. This is my life. Go ahead with your own life. Leave me alone.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to project the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
And welcome back, Activators, to the Active Wealth Show. I'm Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor, and I'm joined by Sam Davis, our executive producer. So as promised, we've got a new structured note for April. This one's offered by UBS. We have a different large bank or wirehouse that offers these structured notes each month. And we offer structured notes that are offered by in an advisory capacity, which is just a different allocation sleeve within our portfolios and our portfolio structures. We do not charge an upfront brokerage commission, as there are structured notes that are that involve brokerage and that where brokers offer it in exchange for a commission. We've stripped out the commissions and UBS stripped out the commissions, and therefore they're able to provide a higher rate of return on the interest rate side. These are securities. They do involve risk. But they do offer a 30% principal buffer protection. Let me explain what that is. So as long as the S&P 500, the Russell 2000, and the NASDAQ 100 do not lose 30% of their value from the time you purchase a structured note over a 12-month period, your principal is then 100% protected. If it does go below the 30% level where any of those three indices do lose 30% of their value, then your principal would ride the market until maturity date. And also UBS would not call it, and they're not allowed to call it, in a negative position, but it would go all the way to the 12-month maturity date. These notes are also not available to be called for the first 6 months. They cannot be called in the first 6 months. So generally, most of these notes are called on the first day of month seven. This one is offered by UBS. And the minimum coupon rate for it is 12.75% annualized. The pricing date is Friday, April 8th. So you need to get money in to us so we can invest it prior to April 8th. The principal is protected up to the downside barrier or level to the underlying index. This is what's considered an American style or daily evaluated structured note. If a breach of the level of protection occurs, principal value will then be linked to the performance of the lesser performing index at maturity. And this note is callable at full principal value after 6 months. What they would do is they would call it, give you your principal back, and you would have gotten interest over those first 6 months period. Is done at the issuer's discretion. And if all three underlying indices or indexes are at or above their initial level. So in other words, they can't call it at a negative position for you. It would have to go to maturity if that's the case. So 12.75% is a healthy interest rate. It is obviously way higher than different types of products like bank CDs that are offering 0.6% a year. Obviously, those are two different types of financial products because a structured note is at risk in the market, whereas a bank CD is not invested in the market. And it's FDIC protected, but at the same time, it is a much higher rate of return to consider. What we like to do is do structured note ladders where we take, let's say you want $100,000 to invest in structured notes and you want to generate you know, significant rate of return with these structured notes that are really attractive from an interest rate perspective, we would invest $20,000 in 5 consecutive months and let that handle it. So we would, that would diversify your risk. It would be 5 different starting points on the indexes, 5 different banks, and 5 different interest rates that would help diversify the risk all the way out. And the premise there is, hey, as long as, you know, let's say we start at, you know, with these indices at an arbitrary number of 100, and then let's say it goes down the next month to 90, then we would start on those indices. The starting point would be at 90 arbitrarily, just for illustration purposes, the next month. And then it's likely that, you know, it's not going to go down 40% from that original 100 level that you invested in the first month. So structuring this investment over a 5-month ladder will diversify your risk further. So we like to do structured note ladders as well. But I did want to let you know that there is a structured note offered by UBS that is a security. It is at risk in the market. It does have a 30% principal buffer. As long as the S&P 500, the Russell 2000, and the NASDAQ 100 don't lose 30% of their value, then yes, what's great news about that is that your principal is 100% protected and you get paid a little over 1% each month that goes back into your account. So we think that's incredibly attractive. We like to utilize structured notes as a bond replacement strategy for 10 to 20% of our client portfolios. And, you know, again, typical 60-40 portfolio, modern portfolio theory dictates 60% securities and 40% bonds. So consider, you know, 20% fixed index annuities and 20% structured notes, and then 60% equities, then we're in a really good spot. And I think that's a better way to do it than take all the risk within bonds, because right now bonds are trading at a go forward PE ratio of 135 times earnings with US corporate bonds. And then the go forward PE ratio for US equities is between 22 and 23 times. And so there's significantly more risk dealing with corporate bonds right now in the market. And so we like replacing the bonds with other forms of income products like a fixed index annuity or structured notes. And it varies between at-risk money with structured notes that's at risk in the market invested in a security, or in investing into a fixed index annuity that is not invested in the market at all. So you can get market-like gains without market risk. And we like kind of a balance between those two to get you a higher rate of return as well. So just something to consider there.
So let's recap what you may have missed. It's the final countdown.
We went over the 7 things that advisors likely won't tell you. They won't share the expense ratio with the current portfolio that you hold with them. They likely won't remind you of the portfolio and advisory fees that they're charging. They also, as Series 7 licensed stockbrokers, they may not let you know when they're acting as a fiduciary capacity and when they're not. They also, number 4 is they won't share how you can implement a Roth ladder conversion and divest the IRS out of being your partner in retirement, because they want to likely sometimes hold on to as much of the money as possible so they can make as much income as possible off of your nest egg. Number 5 is they likely will not share a retirement income plan with you. Sometimes they will, sometimes they won't, but we do. And then number 6 is strategies to downsize the family home and to maximize wealth and income from that money. We can help you do that. And then also how to tax efficiently plan for legacy transfer. We will share that with you when you meet with us. Visit activewealth.com for more information. We're so glad you've been with us. Remember, with anything, knowledge is power. And if you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly about planning for your retirement. Seek as much information and knowledge as possible. And we hope everybody has a great week.
Thanks for listening to The Active Wealth Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free consultation, call your chief financial advisor, Ford Stokes, at 770-685-1777 or visit activewealth.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Active Wealth Management are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
A purchaser should evaluate and understand all of the risks and costs of an investment in structured notes, SNs, prior to making any investment decision. A purchase of an SN entails other risks not associated with an investment in conventional bank deposits. A purchaser may not have a right to withdraw his or her investment prior to maturity or could incur substantial penalties for an early withdrawal if permitted. A purchaser should carefully read the disclosure statement and any other disclosure statements for a SN before investing. An investment in SNs is not FDIC insured and is subject to credit risk. The actual or perceived creditworthiness of the note issuer may affect the market value of SNs. SNs will not be listed on any securities exchange. Even if there is a secondary market, it may not provide enough liquidity to allow purchasers to trade or sell SNs. As a holder of SNs, purchasers will not have voting rights or rights to receive cash dividends or other distributions or other rights in the underlying assets or components of the underlying assets. Certain built-in costs are likely to adversely affect the value of SNs prior to maturity. The price, if any, at which the notes can be purchased in secondary market transactions, if at all, will likely be lower than the original issue price, and any sale prior to the maturity date could result in a substantial loss. SNs are not designed to be short-term trading instruments. Purchasers should be willing to hold any notes to maturity. The tax consequences of SNs may be uncertain. Purchasers should consult their tax advisor regarding the U.S. federal income tax consequences of an investment in SNs. If a SN is callable at the option of the issuer and the SN is called, the holder will receive only the applicable redemption amount and will not receive any coupon payments that would have been payable for the remainder of the term of the SN. SNs are not FDIC insured, may lose principal value, and are not bank guaranteed. This material is provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell securities. All data believed to be reliable but not guaranteed or responsible for reliance on this data. Past performance is not indicative of future results, which may vary. The value of investments and the income derived from investments can go down as well as up. Future returns are not guaranteed, and a loss of principal may occur. Brookstone does not provide accounting, tax, or legal advice. Investors should be aware that a determination of the tax consequences to them should take into account their specific circumstances and that the tax law is subject to change in the future or retroactively. And investors are strongly urged to consult with their own tax advisor regarding any potential strategy, investment, or transaction. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment will either be suitable or profitable for a client's investment portfolio. Historical performance results for market indices generally do not reflect the deduction of transaction and/or custodial charges or the deduction of an investment management fee, the incurrence of which would have the effect of decreasing historical performance results. Economic factors, market conditions, and investment strategies will affect the performance of any portfolio, and there are no assurances that it will match or outperform any particular benchmark. The investment strategy and types of securities held by the comparison indices may be substantially different from the investment strategy and the types of securities held by the strategy. Not FDIC insured, may lose principal value, no bank guarantee.
Listen to the number one show on the weekends on AM 920, The Answer, to protect and grow your hard-earned money. The Active Wealth Show with Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor, Saturdays at 12 noon and Sundays at 11 a.m.